Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mule Barn in Fairfield, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball as the Indians take on the Fairfield Mules in non-conference play. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richards is alongside. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball tonight as the Indians take on one of their tougher challenges of the year, the Fairfield Mules. Indians come in with a record of 9-6, having won two in a row. Fairfield comes in with a record of 12-2. Bill Richardson, my partner alongside. And Bill, definitely a challenge for the Indians here on the road tonight.
Yeah, we saw Fairfield at the Capitol Classic, Steve. They advanced to the championship game and took a tough loss to Marshall. Since then, they've only lost one other game. They're coming in tonight at 12-2. Their only other loss was a 57-51 setback to Massac County in the championship game at the historic El Dorado tournament. So, yeah, the Mules are the whole package. They got everything a team would want, and the Indians are going to have to really buckle down and play some basketball if they want to be in this game.
Indian JV lost earlier here by a score of 60-42. Who you got the leading scorers in that game for the Indians?
Yeah, nobody in double figures, Steve, but Brennan Winningham led the way with 9 points. Ivers had 8, Ethan Kelly 7. Those are your leading scorers in the loss.
All right, by the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I will be back with more after this. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here at Fairfield, the Mule Barn, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on the pregame show. There are some other games taking place around the area tonight. Game you can hear on our sister station, The Legend. It is the Red Hill Salukis hosting the Newton Eagles. That's in conference play. Three other conference games taking place tonight. It's Casey playing at Fairfield, Flora at Robinson, and Alney at Marshall. Lawrenceville Indians and the Fairfield Mules getting set to do battle here. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck! People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Well, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Back here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Indians, by the way, Randy Bishop not with the ball club tonight. We understand a family illness has kept the coach away from this game. So Randy Bishop not on the sideline. Coach Ian Laughlin will be handling the Indians here tonight. And his starting lineup has number 4, Skyler Toole, a 5'9", 162-pound senior. Number 11, Logan Williams, a 6-foot, 145-pound senior. Number 15, Noah Wager, a 6'4", 175-pound senior. Number 32, Jordan Jones, a 6'1", 180-pound senior. And number 33, Blaine Winningham. Blaine Winningham is a 155-pound senior. For the Fairfield Mules, coached by Scott McElravy, they'll start. Number 3, Noah McElravy, a 5'10 junior guard. Number 4, Wyatt Gilbert, a 5'11 senior guard. Number 10, Kane Hixenbaugh. He's a 6'3 senior forward. Number 24, Landon Zerlini, a 6'3 junior forward. At number 30, Luke Dagg, a 6'2 senior forward. So for Fairfield, it's McElravy, Gilbert, Hixenbaugh, Zerlini, and Dagg. For the Indians, again, it's Toole, Williams, Wager, Jones, and Winningham. The gym is darkened here for the introduction of the Mules. Bill, Fairfield has lost only twice this year, lost to two pretty good ball clubs.
Yeah, Steve, they lost to Marshall in the Capital Classic Championship game and took it on the chin to Massac County in the championship game down at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament a couple weeks ago. Fairfield was actually the top seed in that tournament, so you could probably consider that an upset. But they come in tonight 12-2, and they're definitely a team to contend with, not just at the regional level, but maybe at the sectional and super sectional levels as well.
Had an outstanding year last year for Scott McElravy, and they're on their way to another good year this year. Be tough to win here. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white trim. Fairfield in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the black and red trim. And the tap is controlled by the Mules, and we are underway here in Fairfield. Glad you're with us for Friday Night Hoops here, the Indians and the Mules. In the corner is Landon Zerlini back out front. Now they work it inside to Dagg. Now back out front. Now down on the baseline left side to Hixenbaugh. Jumper from the right side is off the mark by Wyatt Gilbert. And we have a rebounding foul over the back against the Mules. So it'll be Indian basketball for the first time here tonight.
Foul was on Hixenbaugh, his first, and he's one of the top Fairfield players.
Indians inbound. And it comes in to Noah Wager, brings it up against the man-to-man of Fairfield. Here's Skyler Toole on the right wing, dribbles into the corner to Logan Williams. Williams will bring it back out. 7:23 to go here in the opening quarter. No score, just underway here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield. Toole guarded out front there by Wyatt Gilbert. Down the lane he comes, loses the dribble, scramble for the loose ball, and Fairfield comes away with it. Now it's knocked away from behind by Jordan Jones. That would have saved, that saved a Fairfield basket as McElravy was getting ready to gather it in. As it is, they'll inbound the Mules underneath their own basket. Here's a jumper from the corner off the mark by Zerlini. Rebounded by the Indians. Here's Williams feeding it underneath, trying to get it to Wager. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by a Mule. And it'll be Indian basketball. Toole looking to inbound from under the Indian basket. Does back out front to Wager between the circles. Guarded by Gilbert. Now in the corner to Williams. Williams on the dribble. Back out top of the key to Wager. Left side on the wing to Jones. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now to Wager between the circles. Wager guarded out front by Gilbert on the dribble. Down the lane and a bumping foul charged on the Mules.
So that'll be two fouls on the Mules. That foul's on Gilbert. One foul on Gilbert and the other on Hickson Ball.
Jones with the ball, feeds it left side, shot up and in by Skyler Toole. A three ball from the left side by Skyler, and the Indians are on top 3-0. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Fairfield basketball right in front of the Indian bench. Assistant coach Ian Laughlin in control of the ball club tonight in the absence of Randy Bishop. 6:25 to go here in the opening quarter of play.
Going to be a foul on the Indians. That's the first on Jordan Jones and the first on the team.
Across the timeline come the Fairfield Mules. Ball knocked away by Williams. Williams with the ball. Heads to the other end. Shot up and no good. And a foul charge as he headed to the right side of the basket.
It's going to be a two-shot foul. Foul on McElravy. First on him, third on the Mules.
3-0. Here's the shot up and in by Logan Williams. And it's 4-0. Indians on top here. Second free throw up and in by Williams.
How about that? Two free throws in a row for the Indians.
5-0 Tribe. They lead here early across the timeline against the zone trapping pressure. Here is McElravy in the right corner to Hickson Ball. Now underneath to Zerlini. Zerlini can't get a shot off. Now left side, three-pointer in from the corner off the mark. No good. Rebounded underneath by Zerlini up and in. First Fairfield basket by Zerlini. And it's 5-2 in favor of the Indians. Here's Winningham. Almost walked out front. Now tries to take the baseline to the right side. Spins to the middle. Ball's knocked away and taken away by Zerlini. Up Fairfield. Long down court pass right side to Hickson Ball. Right side they go to Zerlini. Now back out front between the circles to McElravy. McElravy on the dribble. Feeds it in the middle to Dagg. Now in the corner right side to Hickson Ball. Top of the key to Zerlini. Long jumper is good. A three ball by Landon Zerlini. And all of a sudden, the Mules have scored five straight. They've caught the Indians 5-0. Some trapping man-to-man pressure by Fairfield on the inbound. Blaine Winningham will bring it up.
Zerlini with all five for the Mules.
Across the timeline comes Noah Wager between the circles. Now feeds it to Williams. Right side jumper. Fall away. Off the mark. No good. Rebound control by McElravy. Quickly up floor to Gilbert. Gilbert cross court left side on the wing to Zerlini. In the left corner they go to Hickson Ball. Now a right side jumper from the corner off the mark, no good by Wyatt Gilbert. Rebounded by Winningham, long down court heave to Jones. Jones lays it up with the right hand and scores. Jordan Jones with the basket. And it is 7-5, Indians on top, 4:15 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here's a jumper from the corner, three-pointer on the way, right side by McElravy, no good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Now to Williams across the timeline, and he's called for a walk.
Second turnover on the Indians. Early in the game, the Mules are 1 of 6 from three-point range.
Fairfield basketball. Inbounding in is a new player into the game. That's Blake Pruitt, number 22, a 5'9 junior guard for the Mules. They feed it in the middle to Brandon Lane, who's also into the game for Fairfield. Left side, shot is no good. Colin Massey also into the game, so Fairfield with some substitutes here in the early going. The Indians work the ball, right baseline to Williams, top of the key. Tool, a three-pointer is good. Skyler Tool with a three ball.
Second three of the night for Tyler Skyler.
And the Indians lead by a score of 10-5. Here is the ball knocked away, recovered by Winningham, stolen away by Blaine, heads to the hole one-on-one, lays it up and in. Nicely done, and a timeout wanted by Scott McElravy of Fairfield. Going to be a 30-second timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here at the Mule Barn. Score is Lawrenceville 12 and Fairfield 5. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Fairfield, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103, Indians leading 12-5 off the timeout. Fairfield with the ball, and they work it back out front. Now in the corner to Brandon Lane, and now we have a holding foul charged against the Indians.
That's Logan Williams' first foul, third on the team. Actually, second on the Indians.
Three minutes to go here in the opening quarter of play. Fairfield working the ball around the Indian zone. Right side shot is off the mark, no good. Rebounded up and in by Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball with the basket. Now at the other end, the Indians score. Noah Wager with the basket on about five-footer down the lane. 14-7. And now the ball out of bounds. Indians force a turnover against the Mules, and they'll have it.
Three Fairfield turnovers.
Fairfield with the ball, inbounding. Oh, I should say the Indians with the ball, inbounding to Wager, but he loses the ball. Now Fairfield down below, shot up and in by Brandon Lane. Brandon Lane with the basket. And it is 14-9 in favor of the Fairfield Mules. Here's a bounce pass, right side, shot up and no good by the Indians. And now Williams with a steal off to Tool, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Here's a baseline drive by Tool, feeds it in the middle, back out front to Wager, left side on the wing. Down the lane he comes, puts it up and in. Noah Wager with the basket, and the Indians lead 16-9 with 1:42 to go here in the opening quarter of play. And now a turnover on Fairfield. Indians taking it right to the Mules here at the outset.
Fifth turnover on Fairfield, and that basket was Noah's second tonight. He has 4 points.
1:41 to go here in the first quarter of play. Brandon Winningham now into the game for the Indians. In the right corner to Wager, back out front to Toole. Left side to Jones on the wing in the left corner. Now left side to Toole. His jumper on the right baseline is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped away and brought down by Lane of Fairfield. Across the timeline in the left corner to Hicks and Ball. Now a jumper three-pointer from the corner is off the mark by Massey. Rebounded by the Indians, Jones. 16-9 Tribe here with a minute four to go in the opening quarter. Here is Winningham. Brennan left side to Wager on the wing. Top of the key to Jones. Now in the middle to Winningham. Blaine right side to Brennan. Now to Toole on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle. Top of the key. Left side to Jones. Three-pointer on the way by Jordan off the mark. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Fairfield basketball with 46 seconds to go here in the first period of play. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Massey, and it will be Fairfield ball at midcourt. The inbound to Luke Dagg, and a foul charged on the Indians with 34 and a half seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
That's going to be two fouls on Jordan Jones.
So Jones with the foul, and the Mules will inbound. They do to Luke Dagg. Now in the right corner to McElravy, cross court to Gilbert. Now back to McElravy. His floater is no good, but rebounded underneath and up and in by Hicksonbaugh. Hicksonbaugh at 6'3", and it is 16-11, 14 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play. Here is Wager feeding it to Toole. Long jumper right side by Skyler is off the mark. 5 seconds to go. Jarrett Winkles gets the rebound, brings it out front to Winningham. Brennan to the hole, lays it up and in. And that's the end of the opening quarter of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard. From the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here in Fairfield, after one quarter play, it is Lawrenceville 18 and Fairfield 11. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Fairfield, second quarter action underway. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, ball knocked out of bounds by the Mules. It'll be Indian basketball at midcourt, 18-11, Indians on top. Good start here for the Tribe.
Yeah, 7 out of 13 that first quarter in the Indians. That's much better than they've been shooting early in the last couple of games.
Here is a drive down the lane by the Indians, Blaine Winningham, but he's called for a travel.
Fourth turnover on the Indians.
18-11. Indians on top. Gilbert in the right corner. Long jumper by Zerlini is off the mark. No good. Rebounded underneath by Hicksonbaugh. He lays it up and in.
His third ball back of the night. Hicksonbaugh has 6 points all off of ball offensive rebounds.
Yeah, Hicksonbaugh, he has really been a concern here for the Indians. Now the ball knocked away by the Mules, and they steal it, but they throw it off the hands of Gilbert out of bounds. Turnover on the Mules. So the Indians will inbound, and it comes to Wager. Now across the timeline to Brennan Winningham, left side of the wing. Weger, top of the key, right side in the corner to Winkles. Now back to Brennan Winningham on the right wing. Left side on the wing to Weger on the dribble in the left corner. Here's a jumper off the mark, taken there by Williams, rebounded by Gilbert. Quickly up floor to Dagg. And a jumper now is good, a three ball by McElravy. Noah McElravy, the 5'10 junior guard, son of the coach. And it's 18-16. The Indian lead is down to two. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter of play. Left side to Winkles. His jumper is off the side of the backboard, but recovered by Winkles. Now back out front to Weger. His shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Hixenbaugh. And a foul charge, rebounding foul on the Indians. 6:28 to go here in the second quarter of play. 18-16, Tribe on top. Tool back into the game for the Indians. And Winkles out for Ian Laughlin, coaching in the place of Randy Bishop, not with the team tonight. Here's Gilbert feeding it out front. Long jumper by McElravy is off the mark, no good. A rebound inside. Hixenbaugh shot up, no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Mules. It'll be Indian basketball. .608 to go here in the second quarter, 18-16. Tool now to Williams against some trapping pressure by Fairfield. Ball knocked away from Winningham to Gilbert. Gilbert on the left baseline to Zerlini. His shot is off the mark, no good. Tipped up by Hixenbaugh, no good. Blaine Winningham with the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole, quickly up floor to Brennan Winningham. Feeds it down low to Weger on the right baseline. Back out to Winningham, right corner to Weger. Feeds it underneath to Winningham. Shot blocked away underneath. Blocked away by big Luke Dagg. Back out front to Williams, left side in the corner. To Williams, cross court skip pass to Weger. Long jumper from the corner, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by McElravy of Fairfield. Now to Hixenbaugh in the middle to Dagg. Left side jumper is in and out. No good. Taken there by Zerlini and rebounded by Blaine Winningham of the Indians. 5:08 to go, second quarter, 18-16. Here's the ball taken away by Hixenbaugh. Hixenbaugh against Toole goes around him and scores. Hixenbaugh with the size advantage there and a timeout wanted. 30-second break by Ian Laughlin on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box. It's an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 4:59 to go. 18-18 our score. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, by Citizens National Bank of Albion, they're your bank for a lifetime, and by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. 18-18 our score, 4:59 to go, second quarter here. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. In the Mule Barn at Fairfield, Indians trying to knock off the 12-2 Mules. Here's a drive down the lane by Brennan Winningham. His shot is up and no good. He'll go to the line for free throws. Stops the clock with 4:50 to go here in the second quarter of play.
Foul on Dagg, his first.
Free throw on its way by Brennan Winningham is off the mark.
Indians now 2 of 3 as a team from the line tonight.
Brennan Winningham with another free throw coming up here. It's on its way and good. Indians lead by one, 19-18, 4:45 to go here in the second quarter play as Gilbert walks it across the timeline against the defensive Toole. Looks for a screen, top of the key, now down the lane, 15-footer, up and in.
First lead of the night by the Mules.
Wyatt Gilbert, he's a really good guard, a 5'11 senior. And it's 20-19, Fairfield on top. Here's Jones in the left corner. And the ball knocked away from Wager, but right to Jones. Jones in the left corner to Wager. Fakes. Double teamed and has the ball stripped away from behind by Zerlini. And now McIlravy on the left wing. Dribbles to the left baseline. Cut off by Toole. He'll back it out now. And the Mules will go into an offensive set. Down the lane. And a foul charged on the Indians as a bumping foul charge, I think, on Skylar Toole. We'll wait and see.
It is the first foul of the night on Skylar Toole, and four fouls on the Indians.
Indians on defense here as Fairfield inbounds underneath their own hoop. Out front to Hicks and Baugh. Left side on the baseline. A shot up and good by Zerlini. Zerlini at 6'3", also is a tough man to guard underneath for the Indians. And Fairfield leads by three, 22-19, 3:49 to go here in the second quarter at the Mule Barn in Fairfield. Winningham in the left corner, cut off there. Now back out front to Jones on the left wing in the left corner. Long jumper by Toole is in and out, no good. And rebound control by Zerlini of the Mules. Quickly up floor, and Fairfield almost threw it away, but saved by Hicks and Baugh. Now in the left corner to Massey. Here's Wyatt Gilbert on the left baseline. His drive is no good. And rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Now off to Wager across the timeline. Left side in the corner to Winningham. Now feeds it underneath. Double teamed against Wager. Feeds it back out to Jones. Left side. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Blaine. His shot in the lane from 15. Off the mark. No good. And rebound control by the Mules. Colin Massey. Quickly up floor, a three-pointer by Zerlini at 6'3". Hits the three from the deep left wing. And it's 25-19, a six-point Fairfield lead as they've spurted here in this second quarter and lead by six, 2:38 to go. Backdoor pass to Winningham, reverse layup up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Nicely done by the Indians there. And a chance at a three-point play for Blaine Winningham.
Second foul on Hicks and Baugh.
...25-21. Fairfield on top. Blaine Winningham, free throw coming up here for number 33. His free throw is on its way and no good. Rebound control by Blake Pruitt of the Mules. Now here's Pruitt in the left corner. Left wing pass to McIlravy. Back out front. Now they go on the baseline to Massey. Now here's Pruitt with a drive. Shot no good. Rebound by the Indians. Toole quickly up floor to Williams. Left side to Jones on the wing. Long three-pointer by Jordan is off the mark. No good. Strong rebound by Wager. He puts it back up. No good. And the rebound brought down by the Mules as some players hit the deck. Now left side to McIlravy. Down the lane comes Zerlini, and he is bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop by the Indians. 25-21 Mules, a minute 57 to go here in the second quarter play. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here from the Mule Barn as Winkles checks into the game for the Indians, replacing Williams in the lineup.
That was Williams' second foul.
Back out front to Pruitt. Now in the right corner, a long jumper by Massey is good. Colin Massey gives Fairfield a 28-21 lead. Three-pointer from the corner with a minute 42 to go here in the second quarter of play. Wager down the lane, heads to the hole, throws it up there with the right hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Lane of Fairfield. Lane across the timeline. Feeds it in the right corner to Pruitt. Pruitt. Left side on the wing to Zerlini. In the right corner to Massey. His jumper is off the mark. No good. He gets the rebound. Feeds it underneath. Wide open. Up and in. Brandon Lane with the basket. 30-21. A nine-point lead. Some trapping pressure by Fairfield. But Toole is able to bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Massey near midcourt. Now down the lane. Toole lays it up short. Rebound control by Hicks and Baugh. Or Zerlini, I should say. Here's Zerlini down the lane, puts it up from five and got it to go. Zerlini, man, he can really handle the ball for a big guy. He drove that all the way down and got himself a nice close-in shot. 32-21. 11-point lead all of a sudden for the Mules with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Follow-away jumper right baseline by Toole is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Mules, Massey. Now Toole intercepts a long down-court pass. Toole on the drive to the baseline. His shot is up and in, but he's called for an offensive foul. That stops the clock with 24.9 seconds to go. Toole a little out of control there. Had the right idea, but the defender was waiting on him. And the Indians turn it over.
Second foul on Toole and the ninth turnover the first half on Lawrenceville.
24.9 seconds to go. Second quarter, 32-21.
Indians have just 3 points this second quarter.
Here's a drive down the lane by Gilbert. Feeds it back out front to Massey. In the right corner to Zerlini. Back out to Gilbert. Right side to Massey. Massey on the dribble, loses the dribble, taken away by Winkles. Jarrett off to Winningham, Blaine one on two, spins to the middle, and an offensive foul on Blaine Winningham.
His first of the night, 10th turnover on the Indians. 3 seconds only to play in this first half.
Offensive foul number 33,
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here as we have 3 seconds to go, and it comes, a long shot is off the mark. Taken as the buzzer sounds, ending the first half of play. That long shot by Landon Zerlini would have counted had it gone. We're at the end of the first half of play here at the Mule Barn and on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box. It is Fairfield 32, Lawrenceville 21. Back with the halftime report in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Attention, high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50 gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance water heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the halftime report, the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report, we are dealing with some technical problems here, so we hope you'll bear with us here as we try to get Bill's microphone working here. I think we have our situation solved, and time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Here at halftime, it's 32-21 Fairfield, and Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, the Indians got off to a terrific start. Probably couldn't have been any better. They led throughout that first quarter, ended up leading 18-11 after the first quarter, but it was all Fairfield during the second half. Our second quarter, the Mules outscored Lawrenceville 21-3 in that second period, and they lead it here at halftime 32-21. Scoring for the Indians, Skyler Tulis hit a pair of three-pointers. He has 6 points. 4 points for Noah Weger and Blaine Winningham. 2 points each for Logan Williams and Jordan Jones. Brendan Winningham has 3 off the bench. Jarrett Winkles played off the bench, did not score. The Mules, who came into this game with a 12-2 record, already have a couple of guys in double figures. Zerlini is leading the way. Zerlini had 5 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second, and he leads the Mules with 12 points. Kane Hixonball has 10 points for Fairfield. The first 6 of those were scored on offensive putbacks. 6 points off the bench for Blake Pruitt, 3 for Noah McElravy, 3 for Colin Massey, and 2 each for Brandon Lane and Wyatt Gilbert. Some shooting numbers. The Indians were 8 of 26 in the first half. That's after going 7 of 13 that first quarter. They were only 1 of 13 there in the second quarter. Lawrenceville is 2 out of 7 from three-point range and has been to the line 5 times, made 3 of them. Fairfield has hit 14 of 30 shots. They're 4 of 14 from three-point range and has not yet been to the foul line tonight. The Mules have not attempted a free throw. At halftime, it's Fairfield 32, Lawrenceville 21.
All right, we'll be back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Fairfield, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians trailing 32-21. Bill, I can see now why Fairfield is so good. That's great ball movement in that first half.
Yeah, they were moving the ball with they're a well-oiled machine, really. Were moving the ball with terrific precision, getting all kinds of good looks. They just seem to maybe not make as many as they do it at times. I know the first quarter they struggled shooting the ball. They were just 1 out of 7 from three-point range that first period, but bounced back, hit 3 out of 7 three-pointers in the second quarter. Turnovers, I neglected to mention, have been a bit of a factor. The Indians have turned the ball over 10 times here in the first half. They've done a pretty good job forcing Fairfield into some turnovers, too. Fairfield has 8 turnovers here at halftime. Again, the offensive rebounding is hurting the Indians, especially Hixonball. He had those 3 putbacks early. Very athletic, bigger than most of our kids, and he's going to be tough to stop down there around the basket.
All right, 32-21, Mules on top. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill and I are back with the second half of action. Coming up in 1 minute, this is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians trailing 32-21. Ready for the second half of action. Glad you're with us. Indians with some work to do here after a solid start. Fairfield dominated that second quarter. Only three Indian points in that period. They tribe led 18-11, but have been passed and now trail 32-21. Let's see if they can right the ship. Fairfield with the ball to begin the second half of play. Noel McElravy between the circle dribble, right side to Gilbert on the wing. Now to McElravy. Indians in a 3-2 zone. Here's the ball stripped away. Loose ball and recovered by Williams. Now a held ball, and the possession arrow is in favor of the Indians.
So that's going to go down as a turnover, and a terrific job there of hustling by Logan Williams.
Just underway here in the second half, 7:38 to go, third quarter. Noah Wager deep in the left wing. Right side on the wing to Williams. Williams on the dribble down the lane, throws it up off glass, no good. Blaine Winningham with the rebound basket, but he traveled underneath trying to clear some space, took some steps. Turnover on the Indians. Wyatt Gilbert, the 5'11 senior guard, will bring it across the timeline. Indians fall back into that zone, 3-2. Left side on the wing to Zerlini in the left corner to McElravy. Now to Zerlini on the deep right wing. He'll let go a long three ball. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound, run down. Brought down by McElravy in the corner. Now back out front to Zerlini, and the Mules will reload. Gilbert on the right wing, top of the key, Zerlini, left side in the corner to McElravy. Dribbles to the baseline, cut off and fouled by the Indians.
It's going to be the second foul of the game on Blaine Winningham. McElravy's going to go to the line. The first free throws for the Mules tonight. I mean, he's got 3 points in the game, looking for more.
Free throw up and in by Noah McElravy, the 5'10 guard, son of the coach, Scott McElravy. He's done an outstanding job down here, been here at Fairfield now for a number of years. His free throw is up and in, 34-21, a 13-point lead for the Mules. Indians get it across the timeline. Wager on the left side dribble. I should say that's Williams on a pass from Wager on the left side dribble, and a foul charge, and Logan Williams heads to the line for Indian free throws.
Now Logan hit a pair earlier in the game. Let's see if he can hit a couple more. That foul is on Hickson ball. That's going to be three on him. Looks like he's going to be headed for the bench.
Logan Williams' free throw is off the mark and no good. Indians just not a good free throw shooting team, Bill. They've left a lot of points this year at the free throw line. He'll have another, though. 34-21, Mules. Free throw up and in by Logan. 34-22. 6:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. Zerlini, left corner. Now cross court to Gilbert. Now to Zerlini in the left corner to Colin Massey. Massey checked in there at the last stoppage. There's a jumper on the baseline. Off the mark, no good by the Mules. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Williams loads up a three-pointer from the left corner. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound tapped out to Jones on the right wing. And the Indians will go onto the attack. Here is Wagert on the left wing. Now back out front to Jones. Jones, free throw line jumper, off the dribble, no good. Rebound controlled by McElravy of Fairfield. Outlet pass to Gilbert. Left side on the wing to Zerlini. Takes the left baseline, lays it up and in.
14 for Zerlini tonight.
Landon Zerlini, the 6'3 junior, leading the way for the Mules here. 36-22. Here is Wager on the right wing. Feeds it in the middle to Winningham. Blaine triple teamed. Back out front to Wager on the dribble. Wager right side. Now to Jones. Now left baseline jumper by Wager off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Massey. Massey outlet pass to Gilbert. Gilbert right wing jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Wager of the Indians. Quickly up floor. Here is Toole. Toole three-pointer is off the mark from the left wing. No good. Rebounded by Winningham. Saves it back in to Wager. Now left side on the wing to Williams. Top of the key to Winningham. Lane left side of the lane. Cut off in the corner. Toole tries a shot. It's off the mark. No good. And coming away with it, McElravy across the timeline. Lets the traffic clear. And the Mules go on the attack, leading 36-22 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. McElravy on the left wing, top of the key to Massey. Massey in the left corner to Gilbert. Now in the middle, back out front, top of the key, jumper by Massey, no good. Long rebound, knocked out to Massey by Hicksonball. Now underneath Gilbert, his shot no good. Rebounded by the Mules, bag underneath. Shot up and no good again by Fairfield. They get another loose ball, and Massey comes away with it, and a foul charge on the Indians. Too many chances that time for the Mules in close. Indians just could not get a defensive rebound.
Yeah, Fairfield has four shots, didn't make any of them, and they still have the ball.
36-22. Indians trailing here, 4:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. Here is Massey, left side on the baseline, back out front to Pruitt. Break Pruitt into the game for the Mules. Now to Massey. Feeds it cross court in the right corner to Lane. Now underneath to Dagg, back out front. Now that ball moving again, and then ball goes to the left corner, and Wyatt Gilbert hits a three-pointer.
5 points now, his first three of the game.
39-22, 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Here is a ball off the hands of Lane Winningham and intercepted by Lane. Now Fairfield's Dagg shot up and no good, and a foul charged on the Indians. 39-22, a 17-point lead here. 3:53 to go in the third quarter, and the Mules smelling blood here.
Third foul on Blaine Winningham. Dagg going to go to the line tonight. He's yet to score.
Luke Dagg's free throw is off the mark. No good. And the score remains 39-22. Blaine Winningham checks out, replaced by Jarrett Winkles in the Indian lineup. Ian Laughlin trying to find some combination to get something going here offensively in this quarter. Indians with only 1 point here in this period. Free throw up and in.
That's after scoring only three in the second.
An offensive drought. Now we have a timeout. A Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout from the People's on the People's State Bank scoreboard here from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box. 3:53 to go, third quarter, 40-22, Fairfield. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Fairfield, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball off the timeout. Indians trailing 40-22. Here's Noah Wager on the left baseline. His shot is off the mark. No good. Nice drive, and he was fouled. He'll go to the line for free throws. Indian basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, by Wabash General Hospital, where they have high quality and effective health care, and Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal, a better deal. Noah Wager's free throw is off the mark, no good.
Lawrenceville led this game 18-11 after one quarter, Steve, and since then they've been outscored 29-4 in a quarter and a half.
Can't do that against a really good team, and that's what Fairfield is. Free throw up and in by Wager, and it's 40-23 with 3:38 to go here in the third quarter of play. The Indians with the zone trap. Now they feed it in the middle. Fairfield shot up and no good. Taken there by Lane. And now Wager almost had the ball stripped away by Massey, but retains possession. Here's Jones in the left corner. Now out front to Winkles. Winkles has the ball knocked away and stolen away by Fairfield's Massey. Massey to the hole, lays it up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by McElravy. McElravy backs it out on the left side. Now goes to the left baseline. Feeds it in the middle and a shot up and in by Brandon Lane. Lane with the basket. And it's 42-23, 2:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. Jones in the left corner. Now between the circles to Brennan Winningham. Now to Jones on the left wing, in the middle to Williams, top of the key to Winningham. Here's Wager driving in. Lets an 18-footer go from the left side. It's off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, last touched by Winkles of the Indians. It'll be Mule basketball. Three more substitutions in. It's got McElravy makes liberal use of his bench. They go deep too, Bill. That's another thing that's strong about them. They have...
Well, they've used eight players tonight, and they've all played about equal minutes.
They have parts that they can be interchanged. Here's Zerlini in the right corner. His follow-away jumper is off the mark from 10. No good, but rebounded up and in by Hixonball.
Another put back for Hixonball.
44-23. Brennan Winningham now to Wager. Across the timeline between the circles. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Here comes Blaine Winningham back into the game, replacing Jarrett Winkles for the Indians. Brennan Winningham inbounding for the Tribe. Gets it in to Williams at the top of the key. Lets a long three ball go. It's off the mark, no good. The board cleaned by Dagg. Fairfield on the march. Here's Wyatt Gilbert, left side. His shot is up and in on the baseline. Long down court heave and a drive by Gilbert to the basket. 46-23. Fairfield now by 23 points. A minute 49 to go here in the third quarter play. Ball knocked away inside by Hixonball. Hixonball on the dribble left side. Ball hawked out there by Brennan Winningham. Now up front. Long three-pointer is off the mark. Taken by Zerlini. And we have a rebounding foul charged against Fairfield. It'll be Indian basketball with a minute 35 to go, third quarter play. Skylar Toole into the game, replacing Brennan Winningham for the Indians. 46-23, Fairfield on top here.
Didn't take them long to get that score double, did it?
Here is Wager between the circles, right side to Jones. Now the ball thrown out of bounds. Toole threw it way over the head of Logan Williams out front.
Turnovers mounting for Lawrenceville now. Had only three in the first quarter, but that's 15 for the game.
Wyatt Gilbert will bring it across the timeline. Fairfield in control. A minute 18 to go, third quarter, leading 46-23. Here is McElravy, double-teamed near the sideline, and a bumping foul charged on the Indians.
Foul's going to be on Logan Williams. That's Logan's third, so he has three. And Blaine Winningham has three.
Minute nine to go is Fairfield. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline. Double team. Now right side. The jumper from the corner is off the mark. Taken there by Hixonball. The loose ball brought down by McElravy. Now to Gilbert. Feeds it underneath. The ball shot up and in. Thought for a minute the Indians were intercepting, but they couldn't get there in time. And Hixonball lays it up and in close. And it's 48-23. Fairfield, 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
That foul's the first on Noah Wager.
Free throw in by Hixonball. 49-23 in full court pressure, man-to-man, this time by the Mules, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Gilbert. It'll be Indian basketball. 54 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and the Mules on their way to win number 13 on the year. Leading 49-23 as Skylar Toole brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Working against Gilbert, heads to the hole. Toole flips it into the middle, but threw it right to Zerlini. Now off the hands of Dagg as he tried to run down the floor and pick up a loose ball. Could not run it down, and it'll be Indian basketball with 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Toole. We'll bring it across the timeline. On the dribble. Left side to Jones. His long three ball is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Gilbert out front. Here is Dagg laying up and in. Fans were thinking that Dagg was going to jam it down, but he laid it up. 51-23, 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Wager between the circles in the right corner to Williams. His floater in the lane is off the mark. No good. Rebound battle for Williams and Jones. Jones lays it up. No good. Here's Erlini with the ball as the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three quarters on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield. Our score is Fairfield 51, Lawrenceville 23. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer four essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Back here in Fairfield at the Mule Barn, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indian basketball brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family in a time of need. By People's State Bank, ask about their student checking accounts. And by Toyota Boshuku, Illinois, apply to join their team today. 8 minutes to go in this one. Fairfield on top, 51-23. Where will some Indian offense come from here in this fourth quarter? We'll find out. Fairfield with the ball to begin the quarter. A baseline drive by Hicksonbaugh. Feeds it in the middle, but it's intercepted by Toole of the Indians. Now it's intercepted by Hicksonbaugh. He lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Zerlini. Shot up, no good. Wager with the rebound and a reach-in foul charged against Zerlini, I believe, of Fairfield. So will be Indian ball.
Fourth foul on Hicksonbaugh. Steve, Lawrenceville was 1 of 13 in the second quarter, and believe it or not, even worse than third, the Indians 0 of 10. They're 1 of 23 from the field in the middle two periods.
Here is Wager with the dribble. Now in the left corner to Jones. Jones to the middle and call for a travel. It's not Indians' night here, especially in the second and third quarters.
Well, I'm going to give all the credit to Fairfield. I think they're the best team we've played this year, except for maybe Marshall. Marshall did beat them. So
here is McElravy, right side on the wing, in the corner to Dagg. Cross-court skip pass to Gilbert underneath now. Here's a shot up in the lane and no good by Hicksonbaugh. Rebounded, however, by Dagg. Off to Hicksonbaugh, shot up and no good. And the rebound controlled. Here's Blaine Winningham feeding it to Jones. His three-pointer, right side, off the mark, no good. Blaine high for the rebound, lays it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Hicksonbaugh of Fairfield. Boy, the Indians just cannot buy a basket here in this second half, or ever really since the first quarter. 6:42 to go in the game, 51-23. Only 23 points for the Indians here in this game. And the ball knocked out of bounds.
Well, and 18 of those 23 came in the opening period.
Yes.
The last 18 minutes of basketball, they've had 5 points. Again, I'm giving all the credit to Fairfield.
Back out front to McElravy, now in the corner. They feed it down low to Hicksonbaugh. His shot is good, but a foul on the floor against the Indians.
He's going to be going to the line. Fouls on Skylar Toole, his fourth.
Kane Hicksonbaugh will be at the line. Now some substitutes coming in for Fairfield. Caleb Freimeyer, a 6'2 forward. We haven't seen him yet in the game for the Mules. He's in now. 6:31 to go in the game, 51-23. Free throw up and in by Kane Hicksonbaugh.
Well, if he makes this one, Steve, it'll be a 30-point lead.
Hickson Baugh, a 6'3 forward. Another free throw on its way and off, no good. Rebounded by Noah Wager of the Indians. He'll bring it up himself across the timeline. Now down the lane, lays it up with the right hand, no good. And a foul charged against the Mules. Noah Wager heads to the line for Indian free throws. 6:24 to go in the contest.
Again, the Indians have no field goals in this second half.
Free throw up and in by Wager.
And three free throws.
52-24. More substitutes in for Fairfield now. Derek Vaughn, a 5'11 senior, into the game. For Scott McElravy, free throw up and in by Wager. 52-25. Colin Massey across the timeline, guarded by Williams. Indians have gone man-to-man a little bit now here, trying to work their way back into the game. Now a double team against Massey. Feeds it on the left baseline. A shot up, no good by Brandon Lane, and a foul charged on the Indians. Ian Laughlin doing everything he can to try to come up with something. But nothing working here tonight for the Indians. 6:06 to go in the game. Free throw up and in by Lane. 53-25. Fairfield on top. Another free throw on its way and good by Lane. 54-25. 29-point lead. Here's Wager, top of the key, now to the middle of Blaine Winningham, but it's intercepted, however. Intercepted by Massey. Now down court. Here's the ball knocked away and stolen away by Toole, knocked away from Freymeyer. Toole left side, his shot is up, off glass, no good. On the drive, on the baseline. Fairfield quickly up floor. Colin Massey goes to the baseline. Feeds it now to Lane. Lane down the lane, missed it. And the rebound brought down by Blaine Whittingham. 5:25 to go in the game. 54-25. Fairfield. They flow it down low to Blaine Whittingham, who lays it up and in. That was a nice entry pass there. And a rare Indian basket. Bill.
First of the second half comes with 5:20 to go.
Here's a drive down the lane. The shot knocked away by Blaine Whittingham, recovered by Jones. And Jones is fouled. A reach-in foul on Colin Massey. With 5:07 to go in the game, and the Indians will head to the, no, they'll inbound at side court. I stand corrected. Skylar Toole at midcourt for the Indians. Gets it in. Now recovers it himself. Has went off a Fairfield player. Toole is has the ball blocked away from behind on the left baseline. Blocked away by Fairfield's Brandon Lane, the 6'3 junior forward. Toole inbound underneath the Indian basket. Does out front to Jones. Jones on the dribble down the lane. Throws it up off glass. He got it to go on a foul and a chance at a three-point play. So Jordan Jones a chance at a three-point play for the Indians here with 4:58 to go in the game. Some of the folks head for home here in Fairfield. The Mules on top, 54-29. Free throw up and in by Jordan Jones. 54-30, 24-point lead. Here's Derek Vaughn out front, dribbling to the baseline. Shot up off glass, no good. Rebound brought down by the Mules. Caleb Freymeyer. Here is Freymeyer on the deep left wing on the dribble. Has the ball tied up by Logan Williams and the possession arrow in favor of the Indians. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:41 to go in the contest. 54-30, Toole across the timeline on the deep left wing dribble. Now to the middle, down the lane, throws it up and in. Skylar Toole with a hoop. Baseline drive, left side. 54-32, 4:23 to go in the contest. Here's a top of the key jumper by Freymeyer is good.
Freymeyer,
three ball by Freymeyer. The fans enjoy that here. It's a bench player scores, 57-32. Tool down the lane, feeds it back out front to Wager. Three-pointer left side by Noah. Off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, and Massey with it. Long down court heave to Derek Vaughn. His left baseline drive is knocked away by Wager. Recovered by Tool. Now to Wager. Three-on-one Indian break. Now the pass in the middle intended for Blaine Winningham. Knocked out of bounds by a mule. By Vaughn hustling back on defense. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 3:48 to go in the game. 57-32 Fairfield. Here is Jones for the Indians. Back out front to Wager between the circles. Indians will go into an offensive set. Wager down the lane, feeds it to Blaine Winningham, who lays it up and in. Nice pass to Blaine for a basket.
Double digits tonight for Blaine, 10 points.
57-34, Indians trailing here, 3:25 to go in the game. Down the lane comes Massey. Long jumper from the corner is off the mark, taken there by Lane. Rebounded by the Indians, Jones. Long down court heave to Wager. Feeds it back to Tool. Three-pointer right side by Skyler. Off the mark, no good. Rebound control by Pruitt of Fairfield. Now quickly up floor to Lane. Lane on the dribble with 3 minutes to go in the game. Long three-pointer off the mark taken by Fairfield's Massey. Now we have a loose ball, and we have a foul charged on the Indians. I think Logan Williams picked up that foul, and he fouls out of the game. Williams fouls out, replaced by Brennan Winningham in the Indian lineup. 3 minutes exactly to go in this game, 57-34, Fairfield. Colin Massey's free throw up and in. Massey, a 5'10 junior. Now another substitute into the game, number 42, Camden Robbins, a 6'2 sophomore for Fairfield. 58-34. Free throw up and in. And now Massey checks out, replaced in there by number one, Noah Barger, a 5'7 sophomore. Scott McElravy going deep into the bench here with this game firmly in control. Braden Sherman now in for the Indians. As a matter of fact, the Indians have made wholesale substitutions as well. Leighton Ivers into the game. Braden Sherman, Damon Zollers. Here's Hunter Scott with the ball now for the Indians. Left side to Brennan Winningham. Now to Zollers. Left side to Ivers. Cross-court skip pass. Winningham, Brennan. Right side. Now Ivers, his jumper is off the mark from about 15 feet. Rebounded by the Mules. Here comes Caleb Freimeyer. His shot is off the mark. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball with 2:29 to go in the game. 59-34 Fairfield. All the Mule regulars are out, and then the Indian regulars are out as well in this game. Brennan Winningham on the left wing, dribbles to the left baseline, feeds underneath to Ivers. Now right side, Scott, a long three-pointer, is off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and the Mules come away with it. That's Robbins with the loose ball rebound. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go, 59-34, Fairfield. Top of the key is McGuire Taylor, also into the game for Fairfield. Now out front to Robbins. And we have, I think, a timeout, a quick timeout, just to get another guy into the game. And we have number 50 into the game. And guess what, Bill?
He's not on the roster.
He's a mystery man.
Imagine that.
He's a mystery man. 1:34 to go in the game. 59-34. Between the circles is Robbins. Now in the corner to Vaughn. Vaughn down the lane, lays it up and in. Derek Vaughn with the basket. 61-34, a minute 15 to go in the contest. Sherman between the circles, right side. Deep on the wing to Brennan Winningham. Left side to Ivers on the wing. Layton gives it off to Scott. Hunter on the dribble, number zero, feeds it in to Sherman. Now on the left corner, the ball deflected out of bounds. With a minute to go in the contest. 61-34 in favor of the Mules.
Number 50 is Isaac Sork, S-O-R-K.
Well, he's 55 on their roster here, so Sork, 6'4 forward. There's a shot up and in by Hunter Scott. with the bucket.
Yes.
61-36, 47 seconds to go in the game. Post-game show coming up. We'll recap this one. Indians going to have their two-game winning streak snapped here. 35 seconds to go, 61-36. Fairfield working it around the perimeter of the Indian defense, and now a foul charge. Well, no, I guess the ball knocked out of bounds. We're at an awkward angle here at Fairfield. So sometimes the ball is blocked from my view here by the railing that we are behind here at the top of the Mule Barn. 26 seconds to go in the game. All that remains to be determined, the final score. Fairfield working it out front. Robbins leaves it off now for Vaughn. 16 seconds to go. Looks like the Mules are going to just dribble it out and pick up a solid win here. Now the ball taken away by Brendan Whittingham. He lays it up short, and it was fouled. And he'll go to the line for Indian free throws with 7 seconds to go in the game. So Brendan Whittingham at the line for Indian free throws. 61-36. 7 seconds to go in the contest. Free throw on its way and no good by Brennan. Another free throw coming up here for the Indian guard. On its way, no good. Rebound brought down by the Mules, Noah Barger. He will bring it across the timeline, and the Mules will dribble it out. Final score here on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushiku press box. Fairfield Mules 61, Lawrenceville Indians 36. Fairfield now at 13-2 on the year. The Indians drop to 9-7 with this non-conference loss. Look good early, but fall Fairfield from the second quarter on, and they win going away by a score of 61-36. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103. Time now for the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame report. And we're joined by Indian assistant coach Ian Laughlin after the Indians take it on the chin here by a score of 61-36. Coach, you got off to a good start, but then things dried up offensively for you.
We did. You can't go through a stretch where you score, I think we scored 3 points in the second quarter and maybe one field goal in the third. We give credit to them. They have a lot of length. They're really active. They changed defenses. They came out in man, and we were doing fine, and we had trouble with their 1-2-2. But give them all the credit in the world. So I thought we battled. Obviously, we're up against it a little bit, having to come down here and without Coach Bishop and everything. But I'll give them a lot of credit. We struggled offensively. I thought we tried to guard, did a pretty good job guarding them for the most part early. But offensive rebounds, their size, and then they shot the ball pretty well. So it's a tough night.
Yeah, tough matchups for you all the way around against them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They have a lot of, Hickson ball and Zerlini. We knew it would be difficult with those guys in the corners, and just their activity level on the glass bothered us a lot. And when we don't have a lot of, we do not have a lot of size, as everyone knows. So it was a struggle.
Coach, we were impressed with the way they moved the basketball tonight.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
We were impressed with the way they moved the basketball.
Yeah, they share it. They do a really good job of sharing it and finding the open man. They're 13-2 now for a reason. All of those guys that are their best players are also their most unselfish players, and that's a huge thing, a huge key to success.
Well, you got to get back on back into conference play coming up next week. Marshall coming to town, so it doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it does not. We have a really tough game. Marshall actually beat them at the Capital Classic, I think 83-71. So we will have to get back to the drawing board on Sunday. But we'll be ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That's Indian assistant coach Ian Laughlin talking with us here on the postgame show. Again, the Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Fairfield Mules by a score of 61-36. We will take a break here, and we will get some final stats. We'll have our player of the game coming up. This is Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at the Mule Barn in Fairfield as the fans file out here, having watched the Fairfield Mules pick up win number 13 on the year as they dismantle the Indians by a score of 61-36 to pick up their 13th win of the year against only two losses. Indians now at 9-7. Time now here on the postgame show to name our Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX Real Estate, Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, and Bill Dobson Ford, player of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, tonight, Steve, that player of the game is going to be Noah Wager. He had 7 points for the Indians and had a handful of rebounds. Not really a whole lot of firepower out there for the Indian night, but Noah Wager was as good as anyone, and he's going to be the player of the game.
All right, so Noah Wager, the player of the game, and Bill has a look at some of the the full game numbers.
Yeah, for the Indians, Blaine Winningham had 8 points, had 9 rebounds, and he and Skylar Toole led the way with 8 points apiece. As we said, Noah Wager had 7. Logan Williams had 3 points. Jordan Jones, I skipped him. He had 5 points. Logan Williams and Brendan Winningham had 3 points. Hunter Scott had 2. That's the Indians' total of 36. For the Fairfield Mules, the 1-2 duo of Zerlini and Hicksonball paved the way. Zerlini finished with 15 points. Hicksonball 14, 7 points for Gilbert, 5 points for Noah McElravy and Colin Massey, 6 points off the bench for Brandon Lane, didn't mention him. Luke Dagg, Freymeyer both had 3 points and 2 points for Derek Vaughn. 61 for the Mules, 36 for the Indians.
All right, and as we mentioned earlier, it doesn't get any easier for the Indians. They're back at home on Tuesday. They'll take on the Marshall Lions. Marshall's only lost once this year. So the Indians in back-to-back games will face a two-loss team and a one-loss team coming up, depending on, of course, what happens tonight. And the Indians will face the Marshall Lions Tuesday. That'll be at Lawrenceville High School. Again, the Indians lost the JV contest, too. A rare JV loss, 60-42. And the Indian varsity also losing 61-36. Bill, we'll see you next week at home against Marshall.
Yeah, I hope it's not out of the frying pan and into the fire, Steve. Marshall's awfully good team. I'm looking forward to that game on Tuesday night. Thanks for everything.
All right, and thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios, Arvin Hawkins, for his good work back there. And, of course, thanks to you for listening as well. Wish we could have brought you a better result, but Fairfield is an outstanding team, one of the better teams in the southeastern part of the state, as they defeat the Indians here by a score of 61-36. So, for Bill, I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from Wayne County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.